Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
And first up, the UN Secretary General's personal envoy, Maria Holkin, said a lot of ideas had been raised at her meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidis. Holkin held the meeting as part of the second round of contacts she's holding on the island, in the hopes of finding common ground to restart negotiations of the Cyprus problem. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, she described it as very good. Christodoulidis said Holkin had informed him about her contacts abroad and confirmed that he would hold another meeting with her. Earlier, she had had a productive meeting with Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Tatar. Speaking after the meeting with Tatar, Holkin said she hoped the rest of her meetings this week with the Chambers of Commerce and Civil Society would be likewise. Later on Monday, Holkin met with Turkish Cypriot Nicosia Mayor Mehmet Hamarci. He informed her of his plans for urban development in northern Nicosia, which he hopes will create bi-communal trust and partnership, and plans to rehabilitate the Pedios River with a park which stretches across both sides of the divided city. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos stressed that any discussions over common ground with the Turkish Cypriot side would not stray outside of the UN framework, regardless of intractable statements by the other side. Meanwhile, the Ecclesiastical Court will convene within the week over the two monks involved in an alleged sex and cash scandal. Set to take place behind closed doors, it will be headed by Kitty Bishop Nektarios. Reports said the bishops were keen to have proceedings wrapped ideally before Easter so as not to scandalize the public. Tamasos Bishop Isaias, who launched the investigation on two monks at the Agios Avakum Monastery in Pterigoudes, has stepped away from the proceedings to avoid conflict of interest. Morphou Bishop Neophytos has also withdrawn from the proceedings as he was on good terms with the monks. The ecclesiastical court will be comprised of six Holy Synod members. Sources close to the matter said the monks were found with €800,000 in cash and property in Greece and Limassol. They were also allegedly caught on CCTV footage having sex with each other. Meanwhile, police denied being part of an undercover operation to clamp down on two monks involved in an alleged sex and cash scandal. Elsewhere, Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos will be travelling to Lebanon on Tuesday to meet with his counterpart Abdullah Boub Habib. During the one-day visit, the two ministers will discuss bilateral relations and migration. Kombos will brief his counterpart on developments on the Cyprus problem. He will also meet Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati, Parliamentary Speaker Nabih Berri, and Commander of the Lebanese Armed Forces, Joseph Aoun. In other news, a bomb exploded in a barbershop in Nicosia on Sunday evening, causing extensive damage to the property. Police spokesman Christos Andreou confirmed that the explosion resulted from an explosive device strategically placed in front of the shop, causing extensive damage. It's premature to determine the exact circumstances as our investigations are ongoing. However, we aim to reach conclusions by the end of today or tomorrow, Andreou stated. Local resident James told the Cyprus Mail he heard a loud bang at the time of the explosion, startling both himself and his dog. And finally, a man was punched in the face in the early hours of Monday morning after driving with headlights which were too bright. The man, aged 33, had been driving on the main road between Erçan Dimbu Airport and Trigomo when the car in front of him, being driven by a 50-year-old man, pulled off the road near the village of Singrasia at around 1 a.m. When both cars had pulled over, the 50-year-old remonstrated with the 33-year-old, saying the latter's headlights were too bright and were hurting his eyes. The 33-year-old then attempted to leave the scene, at which point the 50-year-old allegedly swore at him and punched him in the face, causing a cut on his left eyebrow. He was arrested and found to be over the legal alcohol limit to drive. The police investigation into the matter is ongoing.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.